Now a closer look at the turmoil that Sharon's illness has created in Israeli politics. Deputy Prime Minister Ehud Olmert has assumed Sharon's powers. And today he announced that Israeli elections will be held as scheduled on March 28th. As NPR's Linda Gradstein reports, the outcome of that election and what it will mean for the Israeli-Palestinian peace process are up in the air.
Until last night, the outcome of the upcoming Israeli election seemed clear. According to polls, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon's new political movement, Kadima, was heading for a big victory. Although Sharon had not yet outlined Kadima's platform, many Israelis expected Sharon would imitate his successful pullout from Gaza this summer and carry out a unilateral withdrawal from at least part of the West Bank. Yossi Klein Halevi, a senior fellow at the conservative Shalem Institute, says Sharon could count on the support of many centrist Israelis who had grown frustrated with both the center-left Labor and the right-wing Likud party. He says Labor is deluding itself that there is a Palestinian negotiating partner for a peace agreement, and Likud is unrealistic in trying to hold on to all of the Jewish settlements in the West Bank. He says Ariel Sharon offered an alternative, a unilateral decision on where Israel's borders should be. He says without Sharon, unilateral moves to uproot Jewish settlers from the West Bank will be impossible.
Unilateral withdrawal depended on Sharon's broad, determined shoulders. Sharon was the only political leader in this country with the determination, the clout, the trust of the public to go to the next phase of unilateral withdrawal, which will be much more traumatic.
Although Sharon formed the Kadima party more than a month ago, there is no written party platform and no candidate list for the elections. Klein Halevi says many Kadima supporters didn't need more than Sharon.
Voters like me have nowhere else to go but Kadima, and Kadima is not yet a party. Kadima was a one-man show, and that particular show, is over.
Asher Aryan of the Israel Democracy Institute says Kadima has a lot of work to do to consolidate its support.
I think the present test will be the collegiality of the members of Kadima, and can they work out in a very, very short time an arrangement that will allow them to present a united front to the public.
The heir apparent to the leadership of Kadima is Ehud Olmert, a former mayor of Jerusalem. He is one of Israel's least popular politicians, even though he's been a Knesset member for more than 30 years. Gil Hoffman is the political correspondent of the Jerusalem Post newspaper.
Ehud Olmert certainly has a tough time ahead of him. He was elected to the Knesset 3 years ago by the Likud Central Committee, really just barely. He only won 400-500 votes, that's all. That's how he got elected to the Knesset. He was expected to get re-elected to the Knesset with the support of only one man, Prime Minister Ariel Sharon. And now he has only 82 days to obtain the support of 1 million voters.
A new poll commissioned just after Sharon's massive stroke and published today in the Haaretz newspaper found support for Kadima has remained steady despite Sharon's condition. The poll found Kadima would get more than one-third of the seats in the Israeli parliament if it is headed by former Prime Minister Shimon Peres, and only slightly less if Ehud Olmert is in charge. But some Israeli analysts say the poll may be more a reflection of sympathy for Sharon than support for Kadima. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.